We filed a lawsuit in Cole County Circuit Court on behalf of the Greater Kansas City Coalition of Labor Union Women, which is a women's labor organization that seeks to advance the rights of women in the workplace, as well as CLU's Kansas City president, Michelle Newby, who's a firefighter. And the lawsuit alleges that Senate Bill 749 violates both state and federal law. Most importantly, it conflicts with the federal health care reform bill, the Affordable Care Act, as well as the federal law that governs employee health plans, ERISA. It also violates the state and federal establishment of religion clauses and the clear title provision of the state constitution and the Missouri employment discrimination statutes. But the core of the lawsuit is about how this bill conflicts with ERISA, which governs employee benefits, as well as the Health Care Reform Act, which mandates that private employers provide contraception and sterilization procedures that are recognized by the FDA.
And had you been prepared to file this, I guess, clearly before the vote? Do you expected the vote to come down this way and were prepared to spring into action at that point?
We certainly hoped and fought hard that the vote wouldn't come out this way, but we knew it might, and so we were ready to go when it happened.
And you filed this in Cole County. Any word on when it might actually go into the courtroom, and also what happens in that lawsuit if the legislature's decision is upheld? Will you appeal to the Supreme Court?
We anticipate that this lawsuit is going to end up in the Supreme Court no matter what, and that's usually what ends up happening in cases like this that challenge a major state statute. We'd be really happy to see a victory in Cole County and not have the other side appeal. That said, we know that's unlikely, and I think everybody expects to be in the Supreme Court on this. We do anticipate filing a motion for a preliminary injunction and getting an early court date as early as the court can give us to go ahead and get a decision on this and move forward from there.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so, other than what we've been trying to emphasize and why we're doing this and are being so aggressive about doing it right now is that the labor movement feels that those who are opposed to workers are using social issues and the culture wars to divide workers, and we're putting our foot down and showing that workers are united, and an attack on workers' right to health care is an attack on all workers, and we're going to fight back against it swiftly.